You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 257 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 13th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. Why should you use Facebook as the platform for your personal brand? And so the textbook that we're using today is Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It. And so what we've been talking about throughout this, you know, whole book is, you know, what social media platform should you use to make your pillar? Lots of social media platforms out there, lots of things that you can do. So why Facebook? So Gary V says, Facebook remains the juggernaut of the social media game, a platform on par with YouTube for personal brand building and wealth creation. And that's for a number of different reasons. First of all, almost every age is on the platform. As I think I said a couple of episodes ago when we talked about the Facebook business page or fan page, why you should have one, it's because almost every age group is on Facebook. Some people think, it originally started obviously with college students, right? Mark Zuckerberg was college dropout, college student, college age, at least when he started Facebook. And so it was mostly known as, you know, a platform that college students used. And that was true for a while. And then it became almost known as someone sort of like as that age range. So as Mark Zuckerberg got older, so did, at least we thought, the age of the people that used Facebook. And so now I think it's mostly thought of as people who are older. Older adults who actually use it. So like, you know, like 30 and above, 40 and above. But that actually is not true at all. As I said a couple of episodes ago, you know, really it's everyone is pretty much on it. If you're old enough to use a computer or cell phone, you have the Facebook app. You may not be using it every day, but I've seen, you know, like I was talking to my wife the other day and she was saying how, you know, her grandmother is on Facebook and actually watches the show quite a bit, which is interesting. So if you're watching Graham, just wanted to say hello. And so, you know, what's really great is, so yeah, you have, you know, older persons who use it, and then you actually have younger persons who use it as well. Even my youngest son, he is 14. His age group is now, you know, on Facebook, and actually, you know, they run a social media account for his theater group. So, you know, it's interesting that it's kind of a big age range that uses Facebook. And what I've always said, and I follow kind of the Grant Cardone, you know, mantra is, and Gary Vee says the same thing on his videos, you got to go where the attention is. And there's a lot of attention on Facebook. In the book, Crushing It, Gary Vee gives a statistic that Facebook has almost 2 billion monthly users, more than half of whom use it daily. And there are 1.15 billion daily active users on mobile. So if that was true then, I can only imagine, you know, what those numbers are today. But again, there's so many eyeballs on Facebook, and it's so easy to connect with people that, you know, how could you stay away, right? Using your personal page as well as your, you know, business page to build your personal brand. So here are some features of Facebook that I think set it apart from some of the other platforms. So this is why you may want to use this as your primary platform as opposed to others. So Facebook gives you total creative flexibility on original content. So you written content works on Facebook. Photographs do. Long or short form videos and audio embedded into posts actually work. Any type of content that you can think of works on Facebook, and a lot of it you can do natively. So you can add in pictures natively. And what I mean by natively is you're not putting a link to something, but you're actually putting it in the post itself. So you can add in a photo to your post, you can add in a video to your post, an audio file, pretty much anything you can add in there of any type and size, you can put in to your post. So that's, and you do that natively. Number two, Facebook has a great sharing culture. So we talked a lot about, you know, when we talked about Twitter in terms of retweeting, it's a similar culture on Facebook in that people share things all the time. And I can't tell you how many times that I've, you know, seen posts, you know, in groups or just on people's personal pages where people, you know, often have private accounts. And so, you know, people say, you know, they see a great post from somebody and they can't share it because their account is private. So they're going to ask them, hey, you know, can you make this shareable? Can you make this public? And oftentimes they do to make that individual post public. So that's really a fascinating way to go about it. So there is this great sharing culture within Facebook as well as Twitter. But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, with Facebook, you can make your profile private. And I guess you can for Twitter, but you don't see that as much. And so I guess, and I've gone back and forth between making my personal profile private as opposed to public. And you have to make your own decision on that. But what I would recommend is if you're going to actually try to build a personal brand and use Facebook as the pillar, you have to make your personal profile public, because that is going to be the way that people are going to come in and follow you or connect with you. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a business page. Yes, of course, you're going to have a fan page. But having that personal page as well be public so people can find you, it's going to be a big deal. So, and I know, you know, a lot of people, you know, have a hard time, you know, thinking, and they want their Facebook profile to be private for a number of different reasons. I mean, there's a lot of hackers out there for Facebook, and that's probably, you know, one of the big cons that I see with respect to Facebook is that I can't tell you how many times I've seen people who, you know, have had their Facebook profiles cloned, and then they start trying to friend the friends of, you know, the account that they cloned, and then you know, there's this big, you know, trouble. So that's one of the cons, but I would definitely, you know, recommend at least, you know, thinking about making your profile public if Facebook is going to be the pillar upon which you're going to build your personal brand. Because you can share, people can share your things, and people can find you a lot easier if it's public as in terms of private. And also, if you're going to be like a public personality or a personality on Facebook, you're going to want them to have the ability to go through your posts before they decide to follow you, before they decide to connect with you, because otherwise they won't really get to know you, and you won't give them the opportunity to sort of check you out before they decide to follow you. So just something that I would personally recommend if you're thinking about making Facebook the pillar for your personal brand. Third is for those who are planning to advertise online, Facebook is the place to be. I mean, Gary Vee has been talking about this for years. Facebook has great targeting capabilities. It's often in terms of better, you know, people think that it's better than, you know, Google AdWords. I think probably Instagram is probably rivaling that right now. But in terms of, you know, what Gary Vee talks about in this book, Facebook is really the place to be for advertising. And I've done some advertising on Facebook, trying to get people in for my Lawyers Emotional Intelligence book club events. And it's really great because you can literally set up an ad that will go to people in, you know, Chicago who are lawyers or whose, you know, interest in law or, you know, Gary Vee often says you can target specific employers. That may be true. I haven't really tried that yet. But there's a lot of just great targeting capabilities that will keep your costs for your ads down. So, for example, like when I did my Lawyers Emotional Intelligence book club ads, it was, you know, I tried to do just like Chicago because I was trying to get people from around my community to join me. And you could do that, and I think it worked really well. It really limited the people who were going to be able to see the ad, and as a result, also limited also limited the amount of, you know, my ad costs as well. So it was a really great targeting feature. And then the last one is Facebook has put a lot of money into native video capabilities in the last several years. So do you remember when Facebook Watch became a thing? It was this whole thing where, you know, they were really promoting native videos. And again, native videos means that you're either going live on Facebook and, or you're importing a video directly into a post. So you're not linking to something. And so there was this whole thing where, you know, I think Facebook originally had planned that they were going to do like almost like a TV network where they had asked people to join Facebook Watch and to, you know, actually produce videos for Facebook for that platform specifically. I don't think it actually became as big as they wanted to or big a thing as YouTube in terms of video watch. But I can tell you that I've seen more and more people who have live streams go live on Facebook instead of YouTube. And I got to believe that's because they believe that's where the attention is. You know, one of the big drawbacks, you know, as I've talked about, I think in the last episode is in terms of YouTube, there's technology out there that's very easy to use that you can go right from your YouTube mobile device and stream that on your television. There's no special equipment that you need. For Facebook, I'm not even sure what that technology is. I'm sure there's a way to do it, whether it's, you know, something with, you know, Apple TV or something along the likes. I'm sure you could do it, but there is an extra step that isn't there for YouTube. So you don't hear as much about Facebook being streamed on television as opposed to YouTube. So there's a downside there, but I would tell you that I think their video stuff has gotten better and better. And, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, obviously that I use. I go live on my personal page on Facebook. I also go live on, you know, the other platforms that I have, the other pages that I have on Facebook, the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence page, as well as, you know, my personal or my fan page, my Attorney DSY page. So, and I get some pretty good hits on there. I mean, I would tell you that I even get better likes and what views on Facebook than I do on YouTube. And that's just because, you know, that's where my audience is. It's on Facebook more than it is on YouTube.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneyDSY and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.